Right, apprentice. Now you have rested and recovered a little from that meeting with Hypatia, let us go on to the second teacher, Merlin, the Archmage of Britain, the mentor of King Arthur. This name may have been a generic title, but over the centuries, the name has become synonymous with a powerful archetype. Take your time and relax. Breathe deeply and regularly. And then we are going to release the subtle body. Rise up and approach the mirror that is the doorway into the upper worlds. As I have taught you, stretch out your hand and see your hand sink into the liquid depths of the reflection. And follow through, and I will be behind you. We are standing upon the brow of a hill. Beneath our feet is the green, sweet grass of England. The sun is beginning to descend, and in front of us rises another hill, one whose very name is synonymous with legends, Arthur, Merlin, Glastonbury Tor. We make our way down along the rough path and on to the plain below. And as we reach the very foot of the Tor, we can see that there is a spiral pathway that leads round and round until it finally ends at the very top. But that is not the way we are going today. Set into the side of the Tor, there is a doorway. This doorway will only be seen at certain times, usually at the full moon. Across the doorway lies the guardian, the great golden dragon that has always been the guardian of the kings and queens of England. Let us approach, and as we do so, he raises his great scaled head, and a deep rumble indicates that he is on guard. This is the Gruach Coch, the red gold dragon of England. He will need a password. I will give him my own mystery name, though I will repeat it silently, for as I have told you, one does not give out a mystery name unless the trust is great. Guardian, listen to my inner voice. I give you this name. It is accepted. The guardian stands aside, and we may enter. We step across the doorway and into an underground passage. It smells of damp, sweet earth, and we can see the tendrils and the roots of the growing things above us reaching down into the earth. The way is lit by torches, held in holders on each side. And it leads directly into the heart of the Tor. Here, there is a great open space, and in the center is the round table of King Arthur. Each seat is inscribed with the name of one of the knights. 12 and 1, for the king is the 13th. But there are no knights here today, only the person that you have come to meet. He moves from the shadows, tall and imposing. His white hair sweeps back from a noble brow and falls to his shoulders. His beard and moustache are neatly trimmed. He wears a cloak of blue, fastened with a golden brooch at the throat. In his hand, he holds the staff of the Archmage of Britain. The eyes are deep blue and piercing, but the voice is that of a bard. I greet you. Welcome. Welcome to the Hall of the Round Table. So this is your apprentice. Be welcome here. See before you the great table of Arthur. Though he and his knights sleep elsewhere, ready for battle should the land ever be in need. If in time you prove yourself worthy, then it may be that another chair will be added, and your name will be upon it. But that is in the future. Come, sit with me here, and we will talk. He indicates some chairs around a smaller table. Take your place. You may know me as Merlin, but I have many names. My stock is of the Atlantean line, and once, before those lands sank into the deep ocean, I was a priest of the sun. I held high office in the great hall at the top of the mountain, and below, far deep in the sea caves, ruled the priestess of Naradec. The sun on top of the mountain, the moon ruling the tides in the sea caves below. Thus the two powers ruled the land of Atlantis. But dark forces came upon us, and as it was foretold, we had to leave the land of our birth. We called a great council, and it was ruled that we would send out ships carrying those that we thought would be needed in the new lands. And with each ship went a high priest and a high priestess. We wept for those we loved and had to leave behind. But the light had to be taken to other lands. And so it was that these ships set sail to the Isles of the Mighty, to the White Island of Britain, to the green hills of Era, to the heat and the dust and the desert of what would come to be Africa. And some set sail across the vast sea to a land that had yet to be discovered and named. Apprentice, these things you can read of, for there were records left behind. But if you come to this place and use my name as a password, then you will be welcome here whenever you wish to come. And either I or she who is my high priestess and who once ruled in Naradek will be here. We will answer your questions as far as we are able to do so, for not every question that is asked must be answered. But now I bid you return the way you came. And remember that in this place, all that is told to you must be kept within your heart until you are given permission to pass it on to others. We rise and bow to this great archmage, and he touches you lightly on the forehead with his staff, then turns and disappears into the shadows. And with a last look at the wonder and the beauty of the round table, we take our leave. Once more, up the corridor and into the outer world, where the dragon stirs and then settles down once more to guard the doorway. We walk on across the grass and look back, but there is no doorway to be seen. When you come again, apprentice, walk the great spiral way to the top of the tor. It may be that you will meet with the guardian of the tor, a mighty elemental. You can learn many things from that being. But now, here between these two trees is the mirror. Let us return from whence we came. There is a moment of blackness and of cold, and then we are back again. And you can see your sitting body across the room, waiting for you to reinstall its consciousness. Take a deep breath And as you let it out, slowly open your eyes. Well done, apprentice. You have made a great ally in Merlin. You will find him a teacher of great wit and humor, and you will enjoy your visits to him. This is the end of this session, but in the next, we will take some more of these inner level pathworkings. I hope you will enjoy them and learn from them. They will be very important to your training. Until then, goodbye.